Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Max Carey. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Butch Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. And now, play ball. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffith. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a line drive towards third. Trainer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adams catches it and throws to first to double up Trainer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer strikes out. Two outs. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake spins and fires to second, with Moranville covering, and Carey is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. Moranville moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Right fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnhart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Trainer moves to second. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffith hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Carey. Griffith reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Griffith scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Smith for a passed ball. Grimm moves to second. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake bunts towards the mound. Creamer fields it and throws to third for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creamer fields it and throws to third for the out. Blake moves to second. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Creamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creamer is 0 for 1 in the game. Creamer takes first base on ball 4. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kyler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fragaugh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Fragaugh reaches second base with a double. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fragaugh moves to third. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fragaugh scores. Hartnett moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Tom Sheehan now pitching. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Wright fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barnhart hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 2 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first, with Sheehan covering, for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Adams steals second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adams moves to third. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fragaugh takes first base on ball 4. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 2 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Tom Sheehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Griffith hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Carey, who is chasing the ball. Hartnett reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hartnett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheehan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0-for-3 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham juggles the ball. That's an error on Grantham. Blake moves to second. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blake moves to third. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blake scores. Adams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fraga hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Smith settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Smith. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-4 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field. Barnhart picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barnhart. Brooks moves to third. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Griffith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-2, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Right fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Carey chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards right. Right fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on right. Grimm goes all the way around to score. Weiss moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-2, Cubs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0-for-4 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheehan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barnhart hits a fly ball into left field. Y settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.